This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart on fire for Elvira.
Whoever the original singer was had zero success with this song.
And then I remember. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was supposed to go with a TV show, right? The lady. Well, I think it's from Cleveland. I forget what her real name was, but she was a late night TV show for a long time. And she was quite stunning in her own way and had a lot of attention because of that.
Elvira's
Mistress of the Dark or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Cassandra Peterson.
Yeah. Ah, okay. All right, so we have the Oak Ridge Boys here. Apparently, one of the Oak Ridge Boys, a guy named Joe Bonsall, is retiring from the group doing a lot of touring, as they do, because he's got some kind of neuromuscular disorder. Is this the same sort of thing that Celine Dion has? Do you know what the extent
is? Oh, the stiff person syndrome? I think this is something different. But it's just, he's not leaving the band. He just can't tour anymore.
Uh-huh.
It's too difficult on his body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you wonder, well, he's 75. How old? These guys are all in their 70s by now, I would thought. Anyway, mm-hmm. Right? They've been around for 50 years. And this was supposed to be their farewell tour, wasn't it? And then, of course, like what most of them say, like Cher, that was my last tour until the next one. And then that'll be the last one.
No. In Cher's defense, though, Cher never stopped her tour. It just became tour. Just kept going. So if you don't stop the tour, then it's not a new tour.
It'd be the end of the tour. Yeah,
it was all part of the same tour. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Anyway, they've had a great, they're in the Country Music Hall of Fame. They have been playing a lot of fans around the country. And they started when they were in their 20s, and they're now in their 70s. So that tells you something about their career. Back in the 70s, they started in, for heaven's sakes, who would have thought that a group like this or any group, frankly, any band would last. And then you think about, well, the Beatles aren't still around, but I think of my friends in the Moody Blues. Well, there are only two of them left, so there's not much touring you can do. There were five or six in the original group, and now there's only two, so what do you do to make up the rest of the music? And so by attrition, they're just all losing the members of the groups, and that's why they're all sort of stopping. Mm-hmm. But anyway, this is the story.
And a lot of times they'll get replacements, especially if they're not putting out new music. They're just touring, like Queen has Adam Lambert with them.
Right, he took Freddie Mercury's place. Right, didn't he? His voice was very similar.
He has been a fantastic addition.
Remy Malek
was on his own.
Yeah. Oh, did he? Oh. All right. Well, anyway, hold a good thought for Joe Bonsall from the Oak Ridge Boys. This is a good day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Thinking about what happened, we're still sort of halfway betwixt and between. Is it last year or is it this year? And thinking about one of the things that I learned, we're all steeped in our community with a new library and a new library leader, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it made me think about public libraries in general. We think they are less necessary, and maybe they are with the advent of technology. You go in, what's the point of borrowing a book? Right? You can get the books online. Can't you get almost every book that was ever printed online?
Yeah, but also, what's the point of buying books? How many how many times, how often do we read a book more than once? And normally, if it is, it's maybe it's like one or two of our books. But when we read a book, and then we'll tend to pass it on to somebody else. So why not hit up the library and borrow books over buying them?
Thought about that with regard to Netflix when they were offering to buy, you know, you want to buy this movie? How many times? I don't want to watch a movie more than maybe once or twice, with a few exceptions like The Hunt for Red October or True Grit or something like that. But for the most part, you see a movie and that's it. See you later. Like watching an old stale television. It really amazes me how many people watch the same episodes of Friends over and over and over again.
I'm that person. Well, when it comes to TV shows and movies, I will, unless it's one I don't like, or I didn't care for, I'm not going to watch it again. But if I liked it, I'll have no problem watching it again. Like Friends episodes, mm-hmm. if I see it's on just on one of the regular channels and I'm doing other stuff, I'll have it on in the background. The Big Bang Theory, I could watch The Big Bang Theory season to season on repeat.
See, I don't get that at all. I don't. I just, there's nothing about that show. I've tried to watch it here and there, and I just haven't, doesn't grab me. But listen, something for everybody. For the program brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance. Insurance, as you know, for your cycle, motorcycle, your boat, your car, your RV. So check it out. See how much you can save this year at 800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com. So the reason I was talking about the libraries is because I saw, this is one of those things, Doug, who cares? Well, it maybe gets people's interest, but if you, especially if you're a reader and you read a lot of books, I have lots of people, a friend that I visited in Palm Beach, she always has been an ardent reader. I've known her for a long time, and she grabs any and all books and reads them, and that's a great way, by the way, to keep your mind active and stimulated as you grow older. So, the most borrowed book of the year. Never heard of this book before I read this story. Lessons in Chemistry, which was adapted to an Apple TV series. Top spot around the country. Libraries that were surveyed, New York, Seattle, Boston, Cleveland, cities like that. So that's the number one, I suppose, there's two lists. The fiction list, and that's where this book comes from, Lessons in Chemistry, and then the reality books, like Prince Harry's memoir, Spare, was the most borrowed book in terms of, what do they call that, autobiography or sort of reality? It's not fiction, mm-hmm. It's fact. And it, by the way, was the most borrowed book also in the e-book sphere. So that's another thing. Those are the two most popular library finds for this past year. All right, got that? Here's something I am sort of taken back by, Jay. That is the number of bomb threats that forced evacuation of state capitals across our country yesterday. I'm looking at the list of these, of the states. Connecticut, Georgia, Hawaii, Kentucky, Michigan, Mississippi. The result of bomb threats. So, in Kentucky, for example, state police ordered the Capitol be evacuated. They're investigating a threat received by the Secretary of State's office. But why so many of these on the same day? What's the story with that? This is an email that initially was received by secretaries of state around the country. And just basically, and I'm looking at the story from Connecticut as well, employees got this suspicious email in the Secretary of State's office claiming that multiple explosives had been placed in their state building, their state capitol building. So they searched the building. They didn't find anything. But again, Georgia state capitol, same thing happened there. Michigan state capitol, same thing mm-hmm. happened there. What the heck is going on?
And they didn't find anything, but they have to take it every single threat
seriously?
That comes
sure.
along like this. They have to take it seriously.
Yeah. Maine state house was evacuated. The Hawaii state capitol building was evacuated. Wyoming got several mass emails, but law enforcement said the threat wasn't credible, and so they didn't do anything. Okay. All right, listen. How do you know, under the circumstances, what to take seriously? That's what they get paid for, right? They should know, or they're going to figure out what really matters in that department.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's always better to take it seriously, check it out, and nothing comes from it than to think already it's a hoax, don't follow up, and then something bad happens.
Yep, right. Okay, tell me what you think of this, Jay. The United States, or no, I shouldn't say the United States, because this is scheduled for the state of Alabama. Later this month, they're going to execute a prisoner by asphyxiation, by using pure nitrogen, saying that this method may help to get, you know, to dispatch him faster. And then there are others who say it's cruel, inhumane, and degrading to use something like this on a guy. His name is Kenneth Smith.
Oh, this is the gas mask one, right?
Yeah, right. Scheduled to be executed on January 25th using this gas method. It's like like going into a gas chamber, except they've got a mask on his mouth. And it really, let me see how I approach this. So that I sound
doesn't
like,
seem like a horrible way to die, lack of oxygen. This is right up there with drowning, with...
Right, like putting a pillow over somebody's face.
Yeah.
Right? Using a cylinder of nitrogen, which is heavier than air, and so it pushes the air and the oxygen out. And when you breathe it, what the heck do you think is going to happen? It asphyxiates you. That's an inert gas. So anyway... this fellow, I think there was a way, they tried to execute him before, but it was a botched attempt at doing it last year.
Oh, really?
They can't find the vein, so that's why they're doing this. This is a new, I'm not sure, well, is it new or just it's new to us? What it does, according to a lot of human rights people, is cause grave suffering. It's a painful and humiliating death. But you know what? If you murder somebody, you ought to think about that maybe as part of when, if you're even thinking when you do this. I don't know. You know,
I'm sure there's a quicker way to do this than putting a gas mask on it. Yeah.
Firing squad. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
And paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-209-3734 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-209-3734. That's 800-209-3734. Again, 800-209-3734.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With extra money, you'll save. You can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Now 23 after the hour, it's a good day program. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on this Thursday morning. The life and times of Kelly Clarkson now in our focus on what's going on, celebrity things that are trending. Kelly Clarkson's name is in the top 10 today, talking about a number of things, including how she lost weight. I think I was talking about her earlier this week on Monday because I saw an interview she did with Hannah Waddingham on her program, and I am taken, as those of you know, as something about Waddingham that I find fascinating. Anyway, she says, when did she get divorced, Kelly Clarkson? Was she the one who was married to the police officer? Was she married to a policeman? Who was the celebrity that married?
No, she was married to Reba McEntire's stepson, Reba's ex-husband, Narvel.
Yeah. Okay, got it.
Who was also her manager, acted as her manager and all of that stuff. Yeah. And it was a pretty tough divorce. I want to say that was that 4 years ago now?
It was June of 2020.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Expert. There he is, the voice of expertise. All right, so anyway, as she builds a new life and a new look, I didn't think she looked bad before. There's so much prejudice aimed at women who, you don't see this about men, but women who, you should lose some weight. Yeah, really, who says so? You got to be comfortable with yourself.
Yeah, and Kelly Clarkson is somebody whose weight has always fluctuated, and she has looked fantastic no matter what.
Mm-hmm. I think she's very attractive, very cute. Anyway, so we're going to talk about what she said regarding the dropping of weight right after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
The first winner of American Idol, isn't that where she's
yes,
the first
she was
really
the OG.
Big, yeah, yeah, she was very good. So she got married, she got a couple of children, she divorced her husband, moved from L.A. to New York, and part of it was she was feeling like she had to look a particular way living in L.A., and she doesn't feel like she has to be like that in New York.
So she was miserable, and her kids were miserable in L.A., she said. And they just have a better quality of life in New York.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, there's good things and bad things to be said about any place. Where you are in Cleveland, a lot of great
not everything is
there.
For everyone.
No, exactly. Right, anyway. So what's this focus on how she dropped? Wait, I thought, you know, she's a little chunky, but she's, I think it's an attractive look, frankly. I've always thought there's... You look at some of these waifs, these young models who don't have any, there's nothing. She has skin and bones. Why is that attractive?
Well, there's this whole Ozempic craze right now, too. So anybody who seems to lose weight gets accused of being on Ozempic. And the reality is, it's nobody's business whether they use it or not. And also, if somebody loses weight one way and they're being accused of losing it a different way, that takes away all of their, you know, work and everything that they did do. And again, I refer back to my previous statement. It's nobody's business.
Business. Kelly Clarkson, you're on my, in my book, you're number one. How's that? Other, well, Jay's number one. Kelly can be number two. It's 28 past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
US USA News Update. The Biden administration is pushing back on border security as Republicans toured border crossings near Eagle Pass, Texas on Wednesday. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that Republican lawmakers...
What they're doing is they're not doing their job. They want us to deliver on things that matter to them.
Republicans argue, though, there also needs to be significant policy changes within the administration to slow down the flow of immigrants. And there is much anticipation today about the impending release of the Epstein list, 170 unredacted names of people that were connected to the Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell sex trafficking ring could be released as soon as today. The list could have some very powerful individuals' names on it, but it's believed several of the identities included will remain anonymous for various reasons. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
A good day,
Karen.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Hello, my name is Anna Stephen Fisher. I'm happy to be on the Good Day program with Gramps.
It was on a sweet.
I feel the need for speed.
Back on the Good Day program. Lots of speed. Although, that's a term that's used, it's negative, because it used to refer to a drug. Right, when you were on speed. Elvis was on speed, and that's what killed him. So, maybe I shouldn't...
Isn't that what Jesse Spano was on?
I don't know.
A lot of people
in a very famous Saved by the Bell episode?
Yeah, I don't know.
James, do you know what Saved by the Bell is?
Yeah, I know what Saved by the Bell is. What is it, thanks.
Thank you, Jay, for asking him before I did. Yes.
What is speed, though? Are we allowed to talk about that?
A drug? Yeah.
Aren't they like hyped up caffeine pills?
Yeah.
Or is it something else?
It is what killed Elvis. You get onto things. They're also referred to as uppers. There was uppers and downers. People with Judy Garland was given. That's how she became a drug addict, because she was pulling uppers.
Well, wasn't she the one that was most well known for it because she spoke out about it? But they were doing that to a lot more people. They would have them work 72 hours, then they would go to hospital that was part of
they'd pump out their stomachs after they get into that. But
they'd give them a whole bunch of uppers to keep them working, and then they'd give them downers to make them go to sleep.
Downers to put them to sleep. Yeah, right.
So we don't have the need for speed here.
No, not necessarily. We do have, Jay was talking about, we were talking about Kelly Clarkson. If you didn't hear that part of the last half hour, you can catch it listening later today, gooddayshow.com, the business about what people are taking to lose weight. And I know that Ken Kronos, this is the area of biggest, I don't want to say concern. Ken and I are great friends. I'm not the doctor. I sometimes play one on the radio, but I am not a dummy either. And everything I read about Ozempic, I don't like. There's nothing about, Ken thinks some of these weight loss pills that you can take are great. But these are the drugs that we're talking about here, Jay, are called GLP-1 receptor drugs that are approved by the FDA to treat diabetes, and then they become weight loss things. Let's see here, Ozempic and Rybelsus and Rigovi and some other stuff around that are, there's something called Zepbound. They are a hormone that's made naturally in the body. And the hormone is supposed to slow the passage of food through your stomach. And so they have made these pills, and people have gotten addicted to this stuff. And it's now causing alopecia, which is hair loss. It's causing breathing irregularity in people. And on the worst side of this discussion, suicidal. People are using these medications and becoming suicidal. And yet the FDA hasn't done a doggone thing about it. And even some doctors keep saying, well, we'll keep you under a doctor's care to watch this. But apparently there's a study that's about to come out that's going to blow these things all out of the water. And the FDA is being criticized because they're not monitoring the safety of these drugs. They approve stuff. This is the same thing that people are concerned about when it comes to the COVID vaccine. I mean, nobody really tested those things for any length of time because everybody was all hepped up. Let's get something that will keep us from getting the disease or keep from dying from it, whatever you thought you were getting when you got those shots. And now there are a lot of people that have come up with some really good evidence showing that Robert Kennedy lost his voice because of taking the vaccines, the COVID vaccines. I think that was, I believe that's the story. And there are lots of other people. I have a great friend. She is like I am. I don't really believe in all this vaccination stuff. I think there's some things you got to have. But these things are unproven. There's no data to support long-term exposure. And the risk evaluation was never really done. On any of these. Certainly on COVID it wasn't done, but there are a lot of other things that are linked to this stuff, Ozempic and these others, stomach problems, pancreatitis, bowel obstructions.
One of the common side effects that almost everyone gets, not everybody, but almost everyone with a lot of the stuff is nausea, just the run-of-the-mill plain old nausea.
Yeah. So the Europeans are ahead of it when it comes to this sort of thing, because they become concerned about the number of suicides. People say when they're asked about taking these drugs, they have suicidal thoughts. And so they're yanking them off the shelves and telling doctors they can't use them. Anyway, there's a, you know, the drug companies obviously don't like that. The drug, you know, we're taught to think that the drugs are going to be good for us. There's a drug, I remember there's a lady out here that I saw who was a doctor, very good doctor, and she was critical of me because I wouldn't take drugs to fix something. I said, I don't want to. I don't know. What's it going to tell me what this is? Is there anything that I could get, or is there an outcome that comes from taking this drug?
What, is it truly fixing something, or is it masking a different issue?
Yeah, exactly. Right. So, anyway, I think this is something we really need to be aware of, and so that's my job, in part. Also, the focus on things that are happening all around us, this major winter storm that's headed for the East Coast this weekend, and one of the things that comes from this realization, the cold, the harsh elements, that sort of thing. So, first of all, don't go out in your car if it looks like it's going to be a really dangerous ride. Unless you have to go out, why would you go out? And then when you bundle up children, this is back to what I said a couple of hours ago about what happened when I went through the TSA last night. And I said to the agent, because there's a big sign right in front of where you go into the into this room that says, you know, guns are not allowed. And I looked at the guy and I said, come on, doesn't everybody know that guns aren't allowed? And he said, you'd be amazed at what people either try to get through or they say, oh, I didn't know that, you know, that kind of stuff. I didn't know that. Oh, yeah, okay. Anyway, so as I go through some of this material here, when it comes to the snowstorm and how you dress up your children, shouldn't that be something, don't you think instinctively as a mother, Jay, that you would know what to put on Mac before you brought him out into the cold?
Is that absolutely. But then there's the issue of the really big, thick coats and car seats, where enough pressure is put onto those coats, they deflate the coat, and if there is a car accident, your child could essentially come out of the car seat. So it's one of those things of, like, you have them bundled up or have blankets on them or something if you are going to travel somewhere, and then have the stuff in the car.
All right, so then how do you keep Mac warm and safe if you go out in the weather that's not agreeable? What do you do as a mom? What sort of tips do you have for people? You just gave us a good one when it came to the car seat.
Mm-hmm. Well, definitely layer up the clothes itself, and then he'll have his big thick jacket on, and then we get into the car. And something that I started doing when I was in Nashville, whenever I would travel alone with him, I would not put him in his, I'd put him in his car seat, but I don't fasten him up while I'm standing outside of the car. I get him in the car, I get myself in the car, I lock the doors, and then I turn around from the driver's seat, and I buckle him in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so that way he's already in the car, and then I take the big jacket off, and then I put him in his car seat. And if he needs a blanket over top of him, but by now the car's already been heated up anyway,
so
he can take the blanket off if it gets too hot.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things, I don't know, tell me how practical you think this is. I think instead of dressing the child all up and getting him or her pinched into the seat belt or into the child seat, how about you have extra clothing on them, but drape them in a blanket. Put the blanket over them after they're properly harnessed into the seat. Does that make any sense? Is that, you know, keeps them warm in the car and they don't have to be concerned, or you don't have to be, about whether the harness is too tight. I always wonder about what happens with these youngsters. If there's an accident, what happens to their, because the strap's under their armpit most of the time, right? What does that do? The crotch buckles, and how many, I have a kick out of Jasper now. I take him in the car and he's like, you got to have a safe lock too. And Brendan said to me the other day, Dad, because we were taking Jasper out of the car, and it was like five different steps you had to take to get him out of the seat.
Is he still rear-facing?
Yeah. Yeah. But I think they're about to change him, though. Isn't there something like when you're two, you're supposed to turn him around or something?
Yeah, yes. Just keep them rear-facing until at least the age of
two. Why is
that? Some people will go a little after. Because of their skeletal structure, the strength of it. So if there is a car accident, they're not, you know, snapping their necks, whipping forward with the whiplash and all of that stuff. It's just, it's safer.
Really? And when did we come to that realization? You know, when I was a kid, there were no seatbelts even in cars. And then in the 1960s, they put strap seatbelts like you have in the airplane, Those were in cars. But we didn't have the full-fledged, like, wraparound seat belts until the, I think it was the early 80s when those came into play. But I'm not sure, I don't know. Is it, I don't know. What's the... I don't want to think that I'm an old fart, but you know, some of this stuff seems redundant to me. Maybe that's what I'm thinking. It's a little overkill in terms of like turning the seat around and how many rules and regulations. Who comes up with this stuff? How do we know what you're told is really true? Do you believe that your child was more protected by having the seat turned the other way? I'm asking because
yes,
I don't have an answer to that. You agree with that. Okay. All right.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, here's the story from Australia. The country's best, most successful female cyclist was run over by a car, and it turns out that the car that ran her over was her husband. What do you think? Police are not sure whether he did it on purpose or whether it was an accident. But it was obvious that... I'm looking at this. The only reason I bring it up is because I'm trying to get into people's heads. Who thinks this way? I want to get rid of my wife, so I'm going to run her over while she's out on a bike walk. Huh? Okay. Maybe I just honestly.
Is that, if it were malicious and it was not an accident, is that one of those things of maybe he had the theory of it could be passed off as an accident? Because I feel like we, in the past year, we have had so many stories of people offing their spouses, whether it was putting something in their breakfast smoothies. There was a dentist who was having chemicals delivered to his place of business. I don't know.
Yeah.
Realizing that if you do something like this, you will get caught in today's world. So maybe, I don't know, was the theory make it look like it was an accident?
I don't know. They haven't figured it out yet. Let's go back to the snowstorm for a second, just because I want you to use your imagination to understand the whole concept of snowflakes. And if you can get one that hasn't melted, look at the exquisite geometry. There are no two snowflakes that are alike. You know that, right?
They are kinda so like DNA beautiful. And people.
Yeah, but just think about the fact that there's nothing. They are beautiful. But there are never two that are created the same. That's how, like us and our fingerprints and stuff. Pretty amazing, I think. Incredible, in fact. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text BREAK to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BREAK to 321-321. That's BREAK to 321-321.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Call
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, we have a formula here when Chuck Curry joins us on Movie Moments. We're focused on film, television, that sort of thing. I have a feeling this is a TV theme. Jay probably knows what it is, and I'm sure that Chuck does, because otherwise he wouldn't have put it in here. I don't know what it is. What is it?
I have no idea.
No, Jay doesn't know either. All right, Chuck, what's this theme?
Doug.
Oh! How's it doing ratings-wise?
Well, this is the theme to the original Night Court, which premiered this day, January 4th, 1984, ran for 9 seasons, starred Harry Anderson, the late Harry Anderson, and John Larroquette, who is the star and the producer of the reboot, which currently airs on NBC.
You don't use the same theme?
I don't know. You know, I honestly, I've watched this reboot. I mean, it's fine. It works, I guess, as a passable time killer. But I think the
here's a recommendation for you, Jay. Yeah. You hear that? A passable time killer. There's something really excited about the show.
Here's what's interesting. On Monday, I'm going to interview John Cryer, who has a new sitcom following that, Extended Family. I've watched that a couple times, but I'll reserve my opinion after I speak to him.
Okay. All right, hold on to that.
But anyway, sitcoms in general, I was reflecting when we were playing that, you know, when I was going to submit that music to the program to open. This sitcom now in 2023 is almost like an afterthought. It's not a staple of television. You know, when I was a kid, There was Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley, and then the Norman Lear stuff, which was all in the family, One Day at a Time, Good Times, Maud, Sanford and Son. And then obviously, I also love Soap. That was not Norman Lear, but I love Soap. That was might be my all-time favorite sitcom. Golden Girls was huge. And then obviously, generationally, Friends and Seinfeld are the two ones that everybody seems to watch, no matter how old you are. But the sitcom now, it just doesn't have the same effect. Am I wrong?
No, I don't think you are. I think it's, I've never really, I thought this, when I went to see one actually being produced and how they faked the laugh track and stuff, I forget what show I went to see.
And MASH, I want to point that out. MASH was a huge one back in the day.
Yeah, right. And so I bring this around to on the plane. Whenever I'm back and forth across the country on a plane, I always have comments about stuff. I saw a couple of episodes of Grey's Anatomy on the plane last night. I never really have been a fan of that show because I don't have a lot of time and I pick and choose, but very popular. And I see why watching these episodes on the plane last night. I see why. It's a very good show.
Oh, of course.
A lot of interesting characters that you like and you want to get to know more. And this show's been around for, 20 years? How long has this show been on? Pretty close to 20 years.
It's been on, I think, 18. It's a long running show. It's turning the cast over, obviously, because a lot of the talent, didn't stay the whole time. That's the same as ER, actually. I was looking back at ER because it's, one of my all time favorite television shows. And, you take a character, like Noah Wiley played in that show, Carter, and you see when he first started on the show, he's like goofy comic relief. And then in season 15, he's a serious player. And, you can't do that in film unless you use prosthetic makeup, to evolve a character. Like, but in TV, when a show runs that long, like, there's a lot you could do with the character, the growth over that time. It's almost, it's unique, actually.
All right, so here's something that was unique. I also watched a show, it's kind of a movie of the life of Ty, whatever his name was, that did the Beanie Bears and the Bean Bags and all that stuff in the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Oh,
Beanie Babies, yeah. Sarah Snook from Succession was in it. She was very good. I like her. Elizabeth Banks was in it. She's also very good. I like her. And Zach of Lanabungas, whatever his name is, was the bad guy. It's interesting. Yeah.
He was the bad guy, huh?
Yeah, well, he was the guy that kind of was a jerky. He was a jerk.
Okay.
And
yeah, I got it.
He portrayed it well. But these, the reason I was thinking about this is how much do I miss by not watching all? I don't have time, first of all.
Who does,
I don't have
Doug?
Streaming services, but you wonder who they're producing. I mean, this thing with Elizabeth Banks, these are well-known people. Sarah Snook.
It's hard to find. It's not easy. Listen, the audience is so fragmented. Getting back to sitcoms, I think the year was 1982. 108 million people watch a final episode of MASH. You can go on YouTube and watch people watching it at bars around the country. Mass audience, that day is over. I mean, the only collective experience we truly get now is in football. I mean, the Super
Bowl. That's right.
Is over. That's it.
You saw the other thing, the Monday Night Football got 17 million viewers this week.
Yeah.
There's no other TV show.
No.
It's considered a success.
The Cowboy Lion Game got 25 million. That's a lot of people.
Aye, aye, aye. All right, Chuck, I'll talk to you tomorrow. This is Good Day Thursday. I'm Doug with Jay here on Good Day.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.